Hardship, poverty and isolation are causing social crisis right around Australia. And the good old Salvos are one community group always there as a safety net with social and community services like emergency financial assistance and providing refuge for women and children in crisis. The ministry assistant and team leader for the Caboolture Salvation Army, Peter Cook, is here to talk to us about the Red Shield appeal. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Peter, thanks very much for joining us here in the studio. The cost of living crisis is a reality that's hitting very, very hard right now. What particular struggles are you seeing more people face that are leading them to reach out for help?
Cost of living crisis is definitely hitting Australians hard, and it's increases in expenses across the board that are impacting families now more than ever before. For example, the cost of rent, mortgages, food, petrol, electricity are all going up. Many families are having to make that hard decision between food on the table or paying the electricity bill. Once upon a time, we would only really see those facing unemployment or homelessness reaching out. But now, every day, we are encountering families, sometimes even with two working parents, struggling to provide for even the basic needs. One of the bigger social issues we are regularly faced with is community members feeling isolated or alone. No one to really share in community or family with, and it can be really lonely out there, especially when you are struggling with all these other factors. Week in and week out, we are definitely seeing an increase in those who reach out for support.
This goes on and on, Peter, it's amazing. But now, we mentioned earlier this morning about the Red Shield appeal, and that's why we're really here to talk today. We know that those fund help programs like emergency financial assistance and crisis refuge. Can you share a particular story or an example on how donated funds have directly helped someone get back on their feet?
Yeah, so the money raised for our annual Red Shield appeal goes to support our community in a number of ways. One of those is providing a regular community meal and drop-in spaces. It's through these activities that we can connect with our community and begin to build relationships. Often there is no quick fix solution for the circumstances a community member is facing, and it's more about the holistic support we can offer as a community. When we can build relationships and really listen to what's going on for that person, we begin to see a bigger picture of what's impacting or what barriers they are facing. We have an incredible team around us who can offer support in a variety of ways. Sometimes it might be support with emergency accommodation, sometimes financial counselling, or support through grief or family breakdown. Sometimes it's simply finding a place to belong and connect for someone living in isolation. A great example of somebody who's come through.
Okay. Well, Peter, let's just stop for a moment. I'll go to a music break, but don't go away because we do want our listeners to hear this particular example because I think it's going to sort of tug at our heartstrings just a bit. Please stay
Definitely.
With me. Thank you. And listeners, we're back with Peter Cook. And as we said, Peter is the ministry assistant and team leader for Caboolture Salvation Army. And Peter's going to tell us about a real story that has happened very recently and what the Salvos did about it. Welcome back, Peter.
Thanks a lot. The gentleman I want to speak to, his name is Sam. We first encountered him when he came into our drop-in space just to say hello. He'd actually just moved into one of the crisis accommodation apartments that the Salvation Army owns here in Caboolture and was looking to connect with people. Sam had been homeless for quite a while before our supported accommodation team started working alongside him. And he shared a lot of his story with us that day, especially around his journey of homelessness and mental health challenges and feeling very disconnected from the world. Now, I'm really happy to share that things are really starting to turn around for Sam. As well as supported with sustainable housing, he also now attends our drop-in centres, men's connect group and community breakfast on a regular basis, and is now wanting to get involved as a volunteer and support others who come to the Salvos in need. Sam shared with us just recently that he feels so much better after all the support he has been given that he feels confident enough to be able to go back into the workforce. In such a short amount of time, Sam has become a huge part of our community at the Caboolture Salvos. It's an amazing story, and he'll also be joining us as we head out to raise money to support the Red Shield appeal.
Wow, and that's what we are talking about as well. So well done, Sam, and well done, Selvos. Now, the Door Knock weekend is coming up very shortly, May 25 and 26, Peter. And I imagine you'll need a, you know, huge amount of volunteers to help out on the day. So how can we make sure that everybody gets there and goes, puts their hands well in their pocket? How can that happen?
Yeah, well, there'll be thousands of volunteers across Australia who will not only be door knocking, but will also be collecting in shopping centres and luckily for us, Bunnings as well.
Good.
Locally, you'll see us out and about. Just look for the Red Shield. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to miss. Mm. We'd love you to come and say hi. And if you'd like to volunteer, you can put your name down at the website selvos.org.au. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to donate locally, you can check out our website. To check out our website, you just search Caboolture Salvation Army. Look for our contact page and you'll see a donate now button. You can also contact our office on 0413 094 636.
Fabulous. Now, Peter, the Red Shield appeal runs for 3 months every year, April, May and June. That's a pretty long time. How do we all stay energised enough and motivated for such a whole, such a big string?
Lots of coffee, energy drinks, lollies and chocolate, definitely.
Okay.
But our main motivation is helping our community. The smiles and stories of those who have been helped is a massive motivation as well. We could not do what we do without the support of everyone who gives so generously.
Peter, fabulous. And when the chips are down, Aussies are big, we're a big-hearted nation and we're always ready to stand shoulder to shoulder to help those in trouble. Now, every 17 seconds when the Australian when the Salvation Army helps someone in need, that is help that's made possible through the generosity of people like you and other Aussies that give generously. And hand up and help up is sometimes all we need at the moment. So put the 25th and 26th of May in your diary and give generously. Peter Cook, Ministry Assistant and Team Leader of Caboolture Salvation Army, on 101.5 Morning Magazine, keeping our community connected. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.